Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For our Hispanic sisters and brethren out there, that's numero uno.
Hi.
Cha-cha-cha.
Coochie-coochie.
No, that's patented. That's trademarked. I can't use that term. Anyway, you're here. We're syndicated on the following. Oh, my God. That's a list. Do you have that list in front of you?
No, I don't.
That's quite a list. I'm just saying. We're syndicated on so many fucking things now. Let's see if I can remember this. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, Spreaker, Radio Line, Stitcher, TuneIn,
SoundCloud,
Sonos. Blog Talk Radio. I think I got them all. Oh, and Podbean. I think that's all of them. I don't know. There's what, 13?
Yeah,
13. Yeah, I don't know. All right. I think I did them all. Anyway, we're on a bunch of shit.
All.
But one of the most important ones, though, is iHeartRadio and LA Talk Radio, of course, we're on right now.
Yes.
Anyway.
Shout out to Ronan. Shout out to Sam.
Yes, hell yeah. Thank you, as always,
for our
wonderful show. We appreciate you. This is your hostess with the most is Jennifer Muse, I guess, now. So I'm starting to switch it over now. It was Jennifer DeVoe, if you know who the fuck I am as far as that part goes. But if not, Jennifer Muse, there we go. We're switching over now. We're in the switchover process. My co-host, the wonderful James Muse, a.k.a. The Muse.
Good evening.
What's up?
What's happening?
Not quite evening, but it's only 3 o'clock. But hey,
good afternoon.
I guess it's evening somewhere. What a jackass!
What's up, everybody? How you doing in lovely Sherman Oaks, California? Yes. And it's a hot ass day.
Yeah, it's beautiful here in the valley, though.
It's beautiful.
Very lovely.
I love the valley.
But it's hot.
Yes, very lovely.
I love the valley.
Hell yeah, it's the valley's badass. It is kind of hot though, huh?
Yeah,
it's all right.
I don't know, what's better, near, like, the beach? Like, where's the...
It's always cooler.
The beach is cooler.
It's always cooler.
West LA is really cool.
So in the wintertime, it's like...
I like West LA anyway. It's a really nice area over there.
It's okay.
Hawthorne's a little cooler.
Hawthorne?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know, the valley. I've always loved the valley, but it is kind of fucking hot over
here. I love
the
valley. It doesn't matter.
It's really cold in the winter, and it's really hot in the summer. It's fucking nuts. We're here today with Katie Ashley.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. We're going to be playing an exclusive raw track of the upcoming debut EP. Only here exclusively on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Ooh.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jenny. Really appreciate it.
You're world welcome. Exclusive?
Fuck yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Only here.
Yes. Only here. That's what
only
I'm talking
here
about.
On LA Talk Radio.
Fuck yeah.
Channel 1.
You the man, Katie Ashley.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate it.
You want to introduce yourselves?
Well, I'm Katie Ashley. I'm the singer-songwriter.
And Marcelo Berward.
Right.
I play bass.
Hell yeah. Bassist extraordinaire.
And shout out to Danny Boner out there, my fucking best guitar player in the world. Shout out to Hector Lentillon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably working somewhere in the fucking heat. But...
We love you, man. We love you.
But yeah. Everything's going good. I mean, we got this new EP coming out. Still getting mixed, but we've spent a long time on it. And I think it's really going to be something you're going to like.
Sweet. That's badass.
Yeah, it's good.
Cool. Well, we've had a lot of stuff going on this last week. It's been pretty fucking crazy. We'll see. What did I have? Okay, so... Friday night, I went to scout out a new venue called Star Garden here in North Hollywood.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
He said, yeah. Oh, no.
That sounds kind of sketchy.
It's a, it's a titty bar.
So oh, more, okay.
So usually they are kind of sketchy.
Yeah, probably.
But that's okay. That's okay.
I imagine, like, yeah, the fly on the wall, like the AC/DC, like, video, like, playing in some sleazy-ass bar with, like, three people.
I just need... No, no, actually, they were packed.
Were they?
Yeah. So this is what you do. You have a show there, and you have bands, and the dancers play along with the bands.
I mean, all right, right.
I don't know. Hey, why not?
Yeah, well...
Fuck it.
Check it out.
Check, yeah. Well, never mind. We'll see.
You never know.
Shout out to Lillian Mortis.
Yeah.
Who works there as a dancer. She's badass.
That all right, went, cheers.
Holy shit, she can dance. Woo! Fuck. Shout out to Mortis. You can see them this Friday night in 2 days, actually, at the Sage Restaurant and Bar in Whittier, California. It's going to be Jellyfest.
Yeah!
If you would like to win tickets, anyone who calls in right now, actually, 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. We'll win a pair of tickets to Jellyfest. 333 featuring Green Jelly and the Punk Rock Puppet Show, as well as people that I manage, which would be Mortis, the Devil's Reject, and the Mortis Dolls dancers, Mortis Doll dancers, and also Potty Mouth.
Okay.
So come on now and see a great show. There's also Lendenhall Experiment and a bunch of other really amazing bands that will be playing that night. So come on out. And shout out.
And get really drunk.
Exactly.
Oh, definitely.
It's going to be great. It's a nice venue, though. It's just kind of out there. You know, it's Whittier. But it's, you know, it's a nice venue. So that's, you know,
yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. We always like it out there.
It's big.
Yeah. Pretty, it's pretty good size. The stage is good size.
Turnout's and, pretty good or no?
Yeah, for Jellyfest, for the Green Jello shows, yeah.
Right, right.
They pretty much... just about pack the place.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and they have always have a lot of bands that play on the bill, and so it's a good time. It's always a good time.
Cool.
And so that's this Friday night, so that's gonna be great. And then we also had, let's see, that was my Friday night. That was pretty cool
at Star Garden.
Yeah, you know, it's always good when you get in. The managers are the perks of being a manager. You know,
and,
get in for free.
Sunday. Didn't you go somewhere Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday we went and saw, what was it, Freak Show, Fate Destroyed,
yeah, you went to characters.
Uncompliant, and Hollywood Nightmare, and there was a couple other bands, I think Mammoth and one other, and they played at the Characters
Sports
Bar.
Wow, that sounds scary. That's a scary bill.
I know.
All the names are like, whoa, Jeepers Creepers.
Really, really great song. Really great bands, though. Freak Show's amazing. They're like kind of like rap and rock kind of mixed-ish. Like, I want to say like Linkin Park-ish, but maybe like that.
Okay.
Genre-ish. They're really good,
got
though.
It. Yeah, yeah.
They're really, really good. And Fate Destroyed's amazing.
Right.
And
shout out to Nathan.
Uncompliant and Hollywood Nightmare.
Shout out to everybody in fucking Hollywood.
They're all great bands. Right. So great show on Saturday night. Shout out to Characters. And
shout out to all the listeners out there who
actually
took their lunch break early.
Exactly. Right.
Or late, whichever way you want to do.
And then let's see, what Sunday night we had our show at Petey's place in Tarzana. Shout out to Petey's Place. Shout out to Petey. Thank you, as always, for letting us have shows at your venue.
Yeah.
What
was it? Scarlett.
Scarlett Taylor.
Yeah.
And then we had, and then who else was it?
She has a good voice. She's a really good singer.
She is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Taylor is amazing. And then we had, what? Who else? My brain's just going far. It's called I Shouldn't Get High.
Worldwide
Panic, yes.
Yeah. Right.
And then, and my band, excuse me, Jane's Addicted. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Band that I manage. It's a tribute band, you know, to Jane's addiction. It's
no, you're fronted. Kidding.
Female fronted.
I know, I was just kidding.
Female fronted.
I could tell by the name. It was...
Yeah.
One of those.
But I like it that it's female fronted.
Okay.
Totally different.
Yeah, that's funny.
Different spin on
you know, I've actually, a lot of people in my life have actually say I look like Perry Farrell for some reason. I don't think I do, but for some reason I've got called that number of times. So shout out to Perry Farrell, wherever you are.
DJ Swamp. Oh. Star Daddy.
Okay.
Get a chair. That's a big man. Star Daddy, I think he's played with like, I mean, not Star Daddy, but DJ Swamp. He's played with some big names, like, I think Ministry.
Oh, okay.
And some other big people like that.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You used to see his stage production. He never says a word. He just stands up there. He DJs, but he's really good. But it's, like, crazy.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can appreciate a good DJ.
Yeah. He's badass. So please play with some of the biggest names in the industry. So that's always cool. And, fuck yeah. So let's talk about you, Katie Ashley. What do you got going on now? What do you got coming up and projects and whatnot?
Well, right now we're actually taking a break for a little bit. We've been in the studio for 2 months.
Damn.
And we've been like rehearsing and writing the songs. I've been writing and we've been rehearsing for the last year. Mm-hmm. So it's been like, you know, about a year and a third of like just working on the songs for the EP. And we pretty much are done with it. We just need to get it mixed and mastered.
Right.
So we're pretty much just going to wait. We're trying to actually be pitched to a label. We want to try to...
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we're trying to, branch out into the world. Right. So we're going to, like, take a break for a couple months.
Right.
And see what we can do and try to make the EP successful and come out, you know...
That's awesome.
Awesome as fuck. So, yeah.
when are you looking-ish to release the EP?
Well, it's not done yet. I mean, it should be mixed and mastered in maybe a week or two, or probably a month, but...
I didn't know if you had, like, a target. You know how people always like to do stuff?
No, because we're actually not in a rush. We were actually going to have a close friend, Allison Mason. She's going, yeah, Metal Bay Mayhem.
Nice. MBM Music, right. LLC.
My good friend's going to do some E... PKs and you know what I'm saying. We're all really stoned here. Give me a break. So she's gonna try to get us on a label as well as you know. I'm always trying to because I feel like this EP, if it just like ends up being some, you know, vinyl or CD that like gets released to like 100 copies, like what I usually do, I feel like it'll just be not heard. So I really think that you know I could find a home somewhere and maybe. You know, try to branch out a little bit.
Right.
That's Get out good. Of Hollywood and stuff.
Right.
What's wrong with Hollywood?
Well, you know, it's like people in other places tend to care more about bands from Hollywood than actual people in Hollywood, you know?
Yeah, well, that's why I was, when I moved out here, like, I'm from Maine, so... Like, we go hard with music. We get passionate about music. We get right into it. Because you don't get to see bands all that.
Yeah, of course. Often. Like, places where there's, like, no bands coming. There's not, like, a show every night of the week. Like, five shows.
No.
Yeah, they crave that shit. So when your band actually goes and plays,
oh, yeah.
You actually sell merch.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually like you, whether you play good or not. Exactly. I mean, they just love it that you're there in their shit town.
Yeah.
So,
no, but that's why
I mean?
Was thinking about taking tours out, like, back home.
Yeah, see, going on tour is really fun. I mean, it's a new place every night.
It'll be during the spring or sometime when it's not horrible and really like.
Yeah, no. One of the best things a small band can do is actually go on tour. It really, really helps.
Yeah.
Because when you just stay in one place, like, you know, it just kind of, it gets redundant. And
I know enough bars back there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've actually wanted
Don't
to take
why.
This band on tour for a while, so maybe we can talk about it and you can get like a nice opener and we'd love to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always been looking at maybe doing that someday, doing like East Coast, bringing bands back like East. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know enough bands out here, and then bands back there, bring them out here. You see them like
interchange.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, oh, there you go. An interchange exchange program.
Exchange
program.
Totally.
Fuck yeah.
Rock and roll
exchange. Let's
do this.
Rock and roll exchange.
The music exchange program.
I know, right?
We got Star Daddy from New York. You know what I mean? So like he lives out here now, but you know what I mean. Your buddy, your pal.
What's up, bro?
This is the amazing DJ Swamp.
What's going on, young
Star
man?
Star Daddy will eventually be here. You know how them stars are. You fucking stars. You're all always late.
Oh,
to the party. I'm just kidding. Not all of you.
We got back into town. We've been on tour for a month.
I know. You've been gone for a while.
We got back late last night. So.
Fuck, damn. Yeah. They've been gone for a while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's why they weren't able to be here on July 10th.
Yeah, yeah.
For the other, the other episode. But let people know a little bit more about you, though, Katie. What your band style is, what your influences are, what you're looking to bring to the music world.
Well, wow, do you have like 10 hours?
No, unfortunately, but not, yeah, not right this second. Was, maybe eventually
that
I
will. That was being sarcastic. Well, you know, I'm just trying to do something different than all the other artists, mostly. I mean, I'm influenced by, like, of course, 80s hard rock. And I'm influenced by, like, psychedelic rock.
Hell yeah.
And just, like, I don't know, just pure emotions that come out in my vocals. Like, lately I've been really, really obsessed on, like, lyrics and, like, lyrical content.
Right.
And subject matter for songs. So I really, really been working hard at, like, making songs and words of like, things that haven't been talked about a million times.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm just influenced by my friends and, you know, the people out there that still like rock and roll, which is actually getting bigger. I mean, there's a little revival going on. I don't know if you noticed. There's, you know, a couple bands here and there kind of coming out that are, you know, they're hard rock, like rock and roll, like, you know, Greta Van Fleet and Rival Sons. Rival Sons has still been, you know, selling out arenas and stuff. So, like, you know, there's still a demand for rock and roll. But the thing is, it's got to be something unique. It's got to be something you've never heard before.
It's always got to be something.
It's got to be something you never thought of. Like, whoa, that's weird. Like, you know, or that's cool. Or why did he write a fucking song about that? You know what I mean? Shit like that. So
why did you write a song about constipation? I mean, what's really going on there?
Oh,
what's
that's
the underlying.
Yeah,
meaning?
That sounds like a satanic Johnny
is
song.
My poop won't shoot.
No, right? No, there's a bit. There's a song by Potty Mouth called "Poo Poo Party Platter."
Oh, I bet there is.
That's badass. Anyway.
Yeah, that's pretty punk rock, right?
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I guess you could write a song about anything, technically, right?
You could. I choose not to. I choose.
Well, yeah, you got meanings, I'm sure, behind.
Oh yeah,
your,
yeah.
Your
every song that's on this new EP, especially. I mean, all my songs for the most part are very influenced by lyrics and emotions, but. Yeah, the new EP has some really cool lyrical content. Like, there's a song called 21st Century Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that song.
No, you haven't, actually. But it's okay. Yeah. It's a new one. I actually play acoustic guitar on that one. It's the one that Danny doesn't play on.
Oh, you didn't play one of those at
the
Whiskey?
No. The one that I played at the Whiskey is going to be the song that you're going to air in a little bit. It's called Ocean Song.
Hell yeah.
So, and then, like, you know, the new EP has a song called The Millennial, which, surprisingly, there's not a band with a song called that. I mean, a song, really? You know what I mean? So that's pretty crazy. Yeah, and then it's been fun. You know, we've been, like, really getting in there, and my co-producer, Tom, has been really, really great working with me, and we just hope that people will enjoy it as much as we do.
Hell yeah.
So, cool. Yeah.
Right, yeah. How long have you guys been around? As a band?
Since 2015.
Okay. A little while now.
A little while. Funny that this is actually going to be our debut EP, like 5 years later. But,
yeah.
But, you know.
But I like that. You know, remember the record you gave me?
Yeah.
It was really nice.
Yeah, we have a bunch of singles. There's like one song, and then we put it on vinyl and just like kind of get it out.
It was still
there.
Really badass, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I like how you do that. The packaging. Like how you do your marketing. Like that with the
Yeah. Vinyl. Well, vinyl's still in. I mean, people might say that it's dead, but no, people hella love vinyl. It's just, you know, it's one of those things that'll never go away, ever. I mean, probably in, you know, 30, it'll be like, you know, oh, have you checked out the new fucking blah, blah, blah vinyl? It's always going to be around. It's old technology, but
it was how you packaged it that I appreciated. Liked. You know what I mean? You had the small one. Which I have them at home right now, literally.
Yeah.
They're in my drawer of wonderfulness.
That was all the first stuff. And that, yeah, thank you. That stuff is actually different than the stuff that's going to be on the new EP. That stuff is, I don't know, more raw. It's like hard rock.
Right.
More aggressive. And this new stuff is more like, well, you'll have to see for yourself. when it comes out.
Right?
So
yeah, it's gonna be badass. I know it will.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. I know it'll be different. So that's all that I really care about.
Good things come to those who wait.
No, but change is inevitable, and change is needed. So.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
If not, you just run around in circles, you know?
Yeah, but it may have taken you 5 years to put this out, but it's going to be worth the wait, I think. You know what I'm saying? Because...
Most definitely.
You know?
The best things do come to those who wait, I guess.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a good saying.
Yeah. I mean, in this case, I don't know about
Yeah, the good things come to those who smoke weed, too, though, so don't forget.
Yay! Woo! Happy to the 420 people, yeah, friendly people.
Yeah,
out
yeah.
There.
Hollywood has the best weed. You are all missing the fuck out.
I know, right? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
We love it.
We love 420.
Fuck yeah. Always. I'm sharing the video and the stuff on everywhere, and you know what I mean? Which is good. You want to share?
Oh, I don't give a shit.
Share away.
This is just fun. Just being here with you guys.
I love it. I love your attitude. You're like, fuck it. I just like being here.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's a good afternoon. I had the day off. What the fuck?
Right.
You having a good time, Marcelo?
Totally right.
All right, good,
always,
good.
Always. We love our buddy Marcelo.
Yeah, Marcelo's awesome.
Marcelo's the bitch.
He joined the band a couple years ago, and he's been a real blessing, man. His bass playing and his backup vocals are
I'm just playing bass.
He is really
good. He does backup vocals live. He's being modest. He can probably sing better than I can, but that's besides the point. The point is that, you know, I love writing music, and I love sharing music, so that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Do we?
Are you a native?
Yeah.
Are you a native of Los Angeles?
Or? I'm a native of California.
Okay.
So you could say so, yeah.
All right. Cool.
Close enough, right?
Yeah, it's all right. People in California are always really spoiled. I notice that. Like, people from the East Coast, they have, like, a more of a, you know, hustle and flow and, you know, work really hard from a young age and, like, you know, accelerate. And, you know, they have a good work ethic. But us kids from California, man, we were fucking spoiled rotten, dude. I mean, I've been working since I was five. See? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So,
fuck that shit.
You know, it's just part of being in California.
Yeah.
I love California.
It sucks, but I love it. Yeah, I love it too. I love it.
But I think you have a different perspective of California when you come from somewhere else.
Oh, of course.
Like, I'm from Maine, and I came out here, and like, and then
you're like, oh, fuck yeah.
And then you get knocked up, and you have to go back to Maine. I'm just kidding. And you're stuck there for 14
That's
years,
no
and you secretly sit there and dream about someday going back to fuck to California.
Yeah.
Because you hate shoveling the goddamn snow every fucking where.
I bet.
And the cold sucks, and yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, and the music scene's probably not as good as it is around,
no, God,
you
no.
know, San Francisco,
I mean, we, you know, we get some great
Los
concerts,
Angeles,
because, you know, more of us are more into it when they come to see our show,
right?
When we go to see their show, like that, we get more into it. We're like all pumped up and and rocking,
like what we were talking about earlier,
and,
right?
Yeah, exactly, and he
the small town vibe.
Yeah, even the big cities like you know, Portland or Lewiston. Or
yeah,
Augusta,
I played
and,
Portland
and or even Bangor. Maine, you know, it's all like that. It's all like they, you know, when Jesus Christ. They
well,
come
yeah, because it's like
they sell out whole fucking like stadiums and shit.
Yeah, they're not like entitled like us people from Hollywood. You know, it's like
no,
we can go to this or that 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 on one night, and it's like you know they got like maybe 1-2 shows a week, maybe.
Yeah,
if that. So
I've had bands who've come out here from the East Coast and have been like, these West Coast bands are kind of entitled, aren't they?
A little. They pretty much are.
And they were all like, Jesus, we're like, they were really easy. They're really easy going. They have no issue. They're like, go with the flow. Just work hard, do your thing. And then they're looking around going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, but LA, everybody knows LA. Everybody loves LA. Everybody's like, oh, that in New York are the meccas of entertainment.
Of course. The music scene is great here. I can't.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
I think it's even better. I don't know about, you know, they have a big scene in New York City, obviously, too, but I don't know. It's just a different culture out here.
It's a different vibe. That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. Like, East Coast shows are way different.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
We were dealt the cards.
You got any shows coming up that you're playing?
No, we do not. I actually got offered a show today. I don't know. Probably turned it down. Haven't replied yet. But, like I said, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to try to find a good label
right
for
Which is probably a good move.
Yeah, because we've been, like, busy, like, you know, working on the songs and in the studio for, like, a long time. And I just think it's really important to, like, make sure that it finds a good home.
Right.
And doesn't just sit in the back of, like, you know, some iTunes folder or whatever.
Right. Do we want to debut the song now? Or we want to wait a few more minutes?
I don't know. Should we make them wait, Jen, or should we give it to them?
I was, like, making people wait. No, I was kidding.
It's funny because Marcelo hasn't even heard.
So I'm waiting.
I've been very secretive. I mean, unless you're at the studio where we record, you didn't really hear anything from me. So
he even asked me to delete it after.
Well, yeah. Before you play anything, of course, you got to mention.
I promise I will not.
This is a raw mix.
I will not play it anywhere else.
Yeah, no, this is a raw mix. This
without your permission.
Yeah. You got to, Jen, you got to tell him about. Yeah. It's a raw mix. This isn't the actual version. My co-producer Tom whipped it up really fast last night, and this is like not mixed down. It's very raw. It's not edited all the way. So
is that our buddy Tom?
Tom from Grandpa's Nuts. Yeah Tom from Satanic Johnny.
I love Tom.
Yeah, Tom is my co-producer. I love Tom too. He's been such a pleasure to work with. He made a lot of the stuff on this EP possible. So by all means, this is just a quick sneak peek of the song off our upcoming EP.
Hell yeah.
And
tell me what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Ocean Song.
The Ocean Song by Katie Ashley. Worldwide premiere. It's the raw mix. Remember that.
Oh, God. Yeah, it is, though.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
In an age of disappointment and desperate for a hero, comes the world's worst band with only one good song, unyielding in their fight to suck.
Have no fear, Green Jell-O is here.
Friday, August 30th at Sage Venue and Lounge.
6511 Greenleaf Avenue, Whittier, California.
Youngblood Productions presents Jell-O Fest
333.
Starring Green Jell-O.
In the punk rock puppet show.
The Mendenhall Experiment. Potty Mouth. Also featuring Dragon Shepherd,
Detour,
Mortis, featuring the Mortis Doll Dancers,
Way Too Stone,
Count Vine,
Hollywood Nightmare,
with the Dangerous D Extreme Shock Sideshow. Get your tickets at AcropolisTickets.com. $20 in advance, $25 at the door.
You don't want to miss
Jell-O Fest 333, brought to you by Youngblood Productions.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on BooksThatMakeYou.com. Read book reviews. Meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love. And enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit BooksThatMakeYou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Hell yeah. We're back.
We're
Hope
back.
You enjoyed.
We're back on the streets again. We're back on the streets again.
Wait a
minute, you want to talk about the lyrics to that song? Tell people a little bit more about what's going on.
Oh, you really want to hear?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
It's sad.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, it's fictitious. I mean, it's not about anyone. It's just about it's about a couple that's so in love that they commit suicide together in the ocean.
Oh, Jesus.
So
this is kind of like Romeo and Juliet with an aquatic theme.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, they love each other so much and they just don't want to live without each other, so instead of watching, you know, one another grow old and having to live, they just kind of go be in the ocean and let it have them away with them.
So. Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, not something I'd ever do, but I mean, it's kind of romantic. So
That's why I said it was kind of like, you know, like Romeo and Juliet did that kind of.
Yeah.
But then that's why I said it was an aquatic theme.
Right. I mean, it's more about like an emotions thing. Just like being that fucking in love where
Jesus,
it's like, okay,
so I would give up my own life
with my lover to go. Yeah, that's what it's actually about. It's about,
I don't know if I have that little level.
Well,
of
yeah. And I don't think anyone actually does. That's why we can write songs about stuff like that.
I don't know if I have that little level of dedication and devotion, even as much as I love my husband. I know he's not the
That's what I'm talking about, though. Like writing songs that like people normally wouldn't write songs about.
It's just like writing books or movies or any of that stuff. It's like writing something with feelings or
writing something like new, though, because like, you know, so many recycled.
Might be just something you're thinking about. Like,
I mean, everything's recycled these days. Everything's like a spinoff or like, you know, every band's named after a famous band song, and it's just like, you know. But like
a lot of people do that.
I mean, it goes way back in the day. People did that. Yeah. I'm just about not doing that. I'm about doing original content, original ideas.
Way better.
I think so. I mean, if you got it, if you don't got it, I'm sorry. But you know, I have like a million ideas a second. So
I think it's way better that you do that. It's better to set yourself apart and be different.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Than to be like everybody else. Because we were all the same and looked the same, talked the same, acted the same. The world would be really fucking boring.
Well, no, like a lot of, well, you know, it is, but like a lot of bands kind of sound like other bands, or like, you know, oh, they sound like this band, or they fit into this category. Like, yeah. I'm a hard rock band, or I'm a,
it's hard
you
to
know,
put bands in categories.
Screamo band, or, you know, I'm a, you know, it's like, you know, it's better just to like play music and just let it come out.
Right.
And not actually try to
put yourself in some type of bubble.
Right.
Well, yeah, because everyone wants to fit in. Everyone wants to, like, you know, quietly assume the position. And I'm actually like, I don't want to. I want to, like, stick out like a sore thumb, actually. Right. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, it's just my personality. I don't like to follow molds or, you know, do anything normal for the most part. I kind of just want to do my own thing.
Shout out to Star Daddy.
What's up?
Who just joined
What's
us,
up,
joined
man?
The broadcast.
How you doing?
All right, man.
What's up? I heard you had a good tour, an exhausting one, but at the same time, good and hopefully profitable or some shit. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, we were on tour for a month. We just got back.
Fucking tour for a month. Yeah. You crazy bastards.
You lucky bastard.
Well, that too. They had a really good tour. Was it U.S. Star Daddy, right? Or was it as the God Bombs? Which
it
one
was,
you?
It was Justin Cymbal, a.k.a. Star Daddy.
Okay, all right. Stuff. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I like you, you know, any version you show up in, so we're good to go anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love you because, you know, you East Coast.
That's right.
East Coast love. Boom.
I'll be in the East Coast for the month of September.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're coming back out here because we have another tour. Damn.
With
Cyclone 9.
Crazy.
It starts out here in LA.
Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe if I can get
busy.
That, maybe if I can get that project arranged that we were talking about for the spring, maybe his ass can jump on it.
Well, he seems like he likes the tour for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you about after the show about something we're trying to work on. Well, we won't go into that right now. We'll talk to you because you're right up that alley. And, you know, I always got work for your ass. So, but, yeah, when you get back, like, let me know, like, when you're going to be back around so I can put you on some more stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. So, what else you got going on? You got stuff we got going on. You said September. You're going to be gone?
Yeah. Touring. Basically, we have a show tomorrow.
Okay.
Here in L.A.
Okay.
It's like our homecoming show. Technically, it's the last show of the tour that we're on.
Right now. Damn. Where's that at?
It's on East 11th Street.
East 11th Street.
Yeah.
Hmm. What's is there a name of the venue?
Hold on, I'll tell you. I just got
I'm like, is there a name
like a
to the
DIY
venue?
Type
oh, okay, gotcha.
But it's going to be really good.
I got you,
I have
okay.
The address right here.
So it's not maybe a technical venue. It's like
no, it's not a venue name.
Somebody threw a fucking party together in their backyard and said, fuck it.
Exactly.
So let's do this, bitch.
Pull out the house.
It says Star Daddy and DJ Swamper here, and let's throw a fucking party and stuff. You know.
Yeah, it's like an underground trap metal event.
Oh,
it's
damn.
3115 East 11th Street in L.A.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well, that's what part of L.A. is that?
Downtown.
That's downtown.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's badass.
Yeah, it's us, Angel Nightmare.
I love Angel Nightmare.
The Manifesto.
They're badass.
And a bunch of other artists.
Nice.
Also.
Fuck yeah.
A bunch of young trap metal artists performing.
I think it's so interesting that it's trap metal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like there was trap house, and then there's metal. You know. It's just so many different styles of goddamn music now. Like you were saying, Katie, trying to put people in a box. Fucking
well,
boxes.
You trying to put me in a box now?
No.
All right.
You know how some people like to put people in, you know, put music.
Yeah, yeah, no, I was kidding.
Categories.
Yeah. I was thinking of like a coffin. I used to like live in. But.
That'd be pretty cool, right? Oh, that's right. You did use.
Nah. You know, for
sounds
a couple
like,
for sound, a couple days.
Sounds like you, crazy bastard.
Well, I borrowed a coffin one time. We'll go over that another day.
That'd be badass. Well, you already know. We'll bring you back because it's you.
Well, yeah. I don't think I'm actually capable of dying yet, so. I'm actually from the future.
We're gonna resuscitate them. Resuscitate.
So I come from the future, actually. So you know, in 2025, it's a lot better. So
it is okay. Good.
Yeah. A lot better.
No Donald Trump. I'm assuming.
I'm not gonna. I can't actually tell you that because
damn,
it might ruin
fuck.
The events
the surprise.
Leading up to you know the whole timeline
God
thing. So you know,
damn
but
it.
I'll tell you, there is some cool stuff that's gonna happen in 2025. I will assure you that.
Fuck yeah. Well, I'm down for all that. I don't know. come on out to our show tomorrow night at Petey's Place in Tarzana.
Thanks for telling me, baby.
I told you. I keep saying Thursday night we have a show and you don't listen. You don't listen to a word I say, ever. I said it in the car three times.
Join the club, dude. Show. Join the club.
He does not listen to a fucking thing I say. We got Kill Cody playing at 8 p.m. Paul Engel and the Fallen Angels at 9 p.m. We got Diaform at 10 p.m. and 9-0 playing all the hits from the 90s at 11 p.m. and they'll play till close. Okay. So, good show. Good show. Awesome. And you said you're going to go on hiatus for a couple months.
Not hiatus, just, kind of, well, you know.
You know what I'm saying.
Like, we're just not going to play out for a little bit.
Downtime a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of downtime. A little bit of, you know, focus on other stuff.
Like, well, let me know if you do end up playing that show Friday or whenever it is, and I'll post it, of course.
Oh, yeah, we're probably going to end up playing maybe at the end of this year, but most likely, like, at the beginning of 2020.
Right.
It's probably when we'll be up there again, and we'll do a good show.
Sweet.
So, yeah, just y'all have to wait for it, but, you know, supply and demand.
Hell yeah. And
where can people find you on your social media?
Exactly, social media websites.
Oh, yeah, you can like me on Facebook.com/KatieAshleyBand. And yeah, Katie spelled with the E, KATEY.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can like my Instagram _KatieAshley_.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, I mean, we're just gonna, you know, hope that when the EP comes out, it'll make you guys smile.
We need to have KatieAshley.com.
yeah, if anyone wants KatieAshley.com. I really don't give a shit either way.
I always love your attitude about that stuff.
Well, you know, like, it's not.
I'm just here to play music. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's not a deal breaker. I mean, just because you have a website doesn't mean you're a real fucking band. Right. It's like, you know, that just means you paid money for it or, you know,
well,
had your ex-girlfriend do it or something.
Right. Let's see. I want to play. We have a song by Star Daddy. I want to play before we end the broadcast today.
It's, yeah, we have a new album.
Star Daddy in the house.
Fuck yeah. It's called what? Mothra?
This song is called Mothra. It's me and DJ Swamp.
Fuck yeah.
We have a new album called Candyman that's coming out November 1st. We'll be on tour with Cyclone 9 this October. And we also have a few shows with Twisted.
Nice, Twisted.
Early November. Yeah. So this is a new song that no one's heard yet. It's called Mothra.
Fuck yeah, Mothra. All right. I'm sorry. I love that shit. Like the whole like Godzilla versus Mothra. Mothra!
Yeah.
You know? Godzilla! I'm sorry.
No,
I love that shit from back
totally
in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Well, if you like Godzilla and Mothra and all those crazy fuckers, Rodan and whatnot, check this song out. Mothra by Star Daddy and DJ Swamp. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Star Daddy. DJ Swamp. Bitch, meet a maid, ticking me today. I ain't gonna pay, I ain't gonna pay. I wanna fuck a face, I wanna fuck a face. 6.6 on the base. I don't wanna write, I just wanna die. Ain't no reason why, I just wanna die. Curl up inside a cocoon of flies. Hatch a mother and black out the fucking sky. Shit.
Fuck yeah. Mothra by Star Daddy.
Yeah.
We talk about really interesting shit during the breaks. I always do. If people only knew half the stuff we talk about during the breaks.
BBW porn stars.
BBW porn stars, yeah.
Shout out, baby doll, BBW. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's her name?
Baby doll. Yeah.
Baby doll.
Fuck yeah. Baby doll. What's up, baby doll? We have an ex-porn star who does a radio show here.
Yep.
Shout out to Amber Lynn. We love you. You're fucking badass. She's working on a book right now and some other projects. So she's awesome. Anyway, we always support our fellow radio personalities, such as Sheena Metal. Sheena Metal Experience and some of the other shows that are going on. You know, check out the Dr. Tanji show. Check out Wasted on Wednesdays with our buddy Casey.
Wasted on Wednesdays.
Wasted on Wednesdays. That's tonight. I don't know if he's at 5 or 6, but fuck yeah. Check out all of our other shows that are here on this network. We got all kinds of different ones. Trust and believe. But listen to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are here live. If you'd like to win, hit me up on either Facebook or call me actually right now. At 323-203-0815. It's 323-203-0815. If you live anywhere in like anywhere-ish in the LA County or LA-ish area,
East LA,
anything like that, Whittier, Pomona, anything like that. If you live close enough to like the Sage and Whittier, Sage Restaurant and Bar, if you'd like to go out there and County. See, you'd get in free anyway because you've played his fucking fridge shows, right? Nathan, he's doing ticket giveaways. Like, you can get a pair of tickets right now by calling that number, 323-203-0815. You can win a pair of tickets to Jellyfest 333. Going on this Friday at Sage Restaurant and Bar in Whittier. Starts around, like, I don't know, 6, I think it is. So come on out. Have a good time. Like I said, win a pair of tickets. Hit me up on Facebook or Instagram or my Twitter, my Tumblr, my blog, my website, wherever the fuck you can find us.
Basically everywhere.
Basically everywhere. GetRealGlobalEntertainment.com. Check us out. We are also Get Real Global Entertainment LLC on Facebook, Get Real Global on Instagram, and Get Real Global R1 on Twitter. So check us the fuck out. Check out Katie Ashley.
Everywhere.
We are fucking everywhere. And like I said, we're syndicated on fucking everything known to man. Soon to be some other things that I'm working on right now.
Holy smokes.
But anyway, we want to thank you so much to Katie Ashley for coming out today.
Of course, Ben. It's always a pleasure hanging out with you guys.
Marcelo Borwart. Thank you so much to Star Daddy and DJ Swamp. Man.
All right.
I can't wait. When you come, we need to feature you guys, like feature you. Like come in one of these times we can, when you're not fucking touring and we could like have you on.
Absolutely.
You guys can talk more about you and your stuff. You know what I'm saying? So we always love Star Daddy. Check out his upcoming shows. You said you have one tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, 3115 East 11th Street in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you heard what he said. Go check it
all
out.
All ages.
Jesus, all ages even.
It's underground party, trap metal.
So I could bring my 5-month-old?
I just think it doesn't think you're...
I'm just kidding. I'm way too old to have a fucking 5-month-old. And if I had a 5-month-old, I should shoot my fucking self in the goddamn head. I'm just saying, I'm 46. I don't need a goddamn fucking 5-month-old. But you know what I'm saying? If I had a 5-month-old,
all ages. I mean, you can't.
Does that mean any species, or are we just talking just all species? I didn't know if you were talking about humans. Are we talking about dogs? Are we talking about cats? Can I bring my pet ferrets? Oh wait, those are illegal in California. Never mind.
Really? I actually seen a goat at a show not too long ago.
At the border.
I was at the 5-star bar watching some like weird bands, and I seen this guy with a goat, and like he performed an acoustic act with like a goat on the stage. So
fuck yes, only in LA.
Yeah, the name of the goat was Dodger. So
fuck yeah, only in LA.
Yeah, totally.
Where can everybody find you and DJ Swamp, Star Daddy? Where can people find you?
Just Star Daddy.
Just type in Star Daddy, literally, just S-T-A-R and then D-A-D-D-Y.
Star Daddy.
Yeah, you'll find him. Justin Symbol, yeah. S-Y-M-B-O-L.
That's right, right? It's like the word. And we just put out a new music video for a song called Trash Fire.
So okay, cool.
Candyman is out November 1st.
Sweet.
Touring with Psychon 9.
Nice. Badass. And check out DJ Swamp. He has played with such amazing bands. Well, not just Star Daddy, but Ministry, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Who are some other big ones that Beck. They would know you from? Beck? Fuck, oh, fuck yeah. Oh. I'm a loser, baby. Yeah. So why don't you get one? Come on, man. Shave my face with some Mace in the Dark. Was it Save All My Food Stamps and Burning Down the Trailer Park? But, come on, man. How can you not love that?
Yeah, right.
Did hundreds of shows with him.
That's what I'm saying. You've worked with some of the biggest names in the industry. So, if you don't know who DJ Swamp is, you should fucking find out who DJ Swamp is. And, of course, Star Daddy. And Katie Ashley. That's right. KateyAshley.
There you go.
Spelled right. Check out Marcelo Berwar. He always says he has music. You know, check him out. And, of course, check out Jenny and the Muse, a.k.a. Jennifer Muse and JJ and James Muse. The Muse. Next week, we are going to have, let's see, who we got on next week's show. I have some halftimes I have to look because I do not have this fucking memorized. Maybe even though people think I do. Chucky Mota will be on the show next week.
Okay.
Chucky Mota. And the week after that will be Stereo Love and Corners of Sanctuary, which are on tour, which will also be playing our show on September 12th at the Five Star Bar. And then we have Uncompliant on September 18th and Fira on September 25th. So we've got some really great shows coming up. Our Frankenstein, October 2nd. Satanic Johnny, October 9th. Fallen Fury, October 16th. And then we got some really great bands coming up and some great people. Like Dangerous D will be on October 30th for the Halloween show. So we got some great stuff coming up. Check out our stuff. Hell, well, it's Halloween. It's Dangerous D. Speaking of Dangerous D, we'll be putting on his freak show this Friday at Jellyfest. So don't forget to show up. And again, you can win tickets by hitting me up, Jennifer Muse, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or also Get Real Global Entertainment or Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. All right, till next week, we're out of here for now. Come check us out at the Rainbow tomorrow night. Like I said, Kill Cody, Paul Engel and the Fallen Angels, Dia Foreman, 9-0. And then next Tuesday, September 3rd, we've got Band of Family at 10:30, The Thrill Seekers at 11:30. And the Three Tonics at 12:30 a.m. Come on out to another Metal Mayhem show at the Rainbow Bar and Grill next Tuesday, September 3rd. Come party with us for the holiday weekend. Fuck yeah. Not like you're not going to be drunk already, but it's okay.
Get drunk.
Fuck yeah. All right. Till then.
Gotta go.
Peace.
Later, everybody.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.